Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first podcast, Kirtland Financial Management Podcast. Bear with us as we go along with this, but we wanted to give you a format to where you can listen and enjoy our thoughts as you see fit. I wanted to start by having Viviana tell you about a new feature that's available for all the Raymond James accounts that can use depositing.
All right, like Brett said, I wanted to share with you a new feature that is available for the Raymond James accounts. We now have the ability to deposit checks using the mobile app. So if you are already an Investor Access user, you can download the app to any smartphone, and you'll be able to make electronic deposits to most accounts, including contributions to IRAs, Roths, and SEPs. Unfortunately, it's not available for corporate accounts or minor accounts, but other than that, it's as simple as taking a photo and submitting it on the app, and it'll be available in the account. There are some daily deposit limits based on the level of your account relationship. Any account under $1 million has a $50,000 daily deposit limit, and any relationships above $1 million have a $100,000 deposit limit. So if you want any help setting this up or if you want more information, feel free to give us a call here at the office or send me an email, and I'd be happy to walk you guys through it. And with that, I'll put you back to Brett, and he'll share some of his thoughts.
As I'm sure all of you know, the market has been very strong this year. And whatever political party you subscribe to, it's almost gone up in spite of what's going on in Washington. We had the healthcare reform bill fail, and we're not sure if that's going to happen anytime soon. Where the market has been able to shrug that off, given how strong the corporate earnings are, and the hope of tax reform later this year. When you look at corporate earnings on an operating basis, this quarter through the 31st of July, with 62% of the companies reporting, their earnings are up on an operating basis 19%. And with the rest of the companies reporting, hopefully they'll eclipse the high of 2014. Now, we're going to have to wait and see if that happens. But if you take a step back, and I know everyone's talking about Dow 22,000. I wish I kept my Dow 20,000 hat and then my Dow 21,000 hat, the 22,000 hat. But when you take a step back, you look at what has happened so far this year, the dollar has reversed since the election. Bonds have reversed since the election. And also, it's important to remember that the S&P 500 has not had a 5% correction since last June. The Brexit fallout, that's the last time we had a 5% correction on a daily basis. And we have not had a down month in the S&P 500 index since last October. But when you look at what's going on year-to-date stock-wise, the sectors that are underperforming are energy, telecom, real estate. The S&P 500 is up 10.5%. Energy is down 12, telecom down 9.3. What's done well has been technology on a year-to-date basis. But over the past month, technology has pulled back a little bit, and that's something we're very cognizant about, where I think the long-term growth prospects are phenomenal for technology, but just because a sector or stock pulls back in the near term doesn't mean you need to sell it. As all you know, it's been a great ride, and we're talking about a trailing 12-month PE on the S&P 500 of roughly 21, which is nowhere near the high that we saw in 2000 when we were talking about a, you know, over 30 PE for these stocks. But PE is not necessarily a great dictator of where the stocks are going to go in the future, or the stock market. We're more concerned about what the economy is doing. We had a very good jobs report this month, and we've had one in previous months. Where we're going to go forward is anyone's guess. But many people have said that the PE ratio and how they value what actual stocks are worth, you know, when you look back to the 70s and early 80s when inflation was 18.5%, that you'd have to discount that back to present value, where now interest rates are low, inflation is extremely low. So is it unacceptable to have a PE ratio of roughly 21, you know, if you're looking backwards, or 22 if you're looking forwards? I am in the camp that it's within reason right now. So what kind of we're looking at going forward is the main thing when Congress gets back from the August recess: are we going to have legitimate tax reform? If not, that could throw a wrench in the performance of the market, because like I had said, we had not had a 5% pullback since last June, and we're slowly expanding earnings. We're looking at the like I mentioned earlier, earnings growth that will hopefully eclipse 2014. Where that's why the market was so flat in 2015, the S&P 500, by meaning market, overall market, because the earnings weren't catching up with the valuations. And now we're starting to see dramatic earnings growth that hopefully will continue to build this bull market that we believe started in not necessarily 2009, but October 2011. We have thought that it started where March 2009 was the price low, but October 2011 was more the earnings valuation low. So we're hoping to go from where the interest rates being low kind of spurred the bull market, and now we're transitioning to where these companies are, you know, their earnings are going to be the foundation of the next phase of this bull market. And I believe that that's been confirmed by the earnings of these companies that you've seen. I'm sure you've seen on CNBC or on your iPhone or iPad how well these big companies are, you know, their earnings are doing well. So I would just like to circle back and thank you guys for being initial subscribers to this podcast. And we want to keep it short and sweet and not too much on technical details, because a lot of people are going to listen to this when they're working out or in the car and don't have access to a pen and paper. So we're trying to do more of the technical stuff via email, but this bigger picture where we're standing, we're going to do with this podcast. So if you have any questions, you know how to reach us, call, email, let us know what you guys think. And hopefully this will get better going forward. But this was our first initial podcast, and we appreciate you guys listening and subscribing. Thank you.